The Trump administration has approved a new drug that can help prevent autism in children. Medical experts have spoken out against this development, stating that there is no substantial evidence to warrant using folinic acid for treating autism. In the same press conference, Trump also claimed there is a link between pregnant women taking paracetamol and babies developing autism. George Popel asked Professor Adam Guastella from the Clinic for Autism and Neurodevelopmental Research at the University of Sydney just what is folinic acid.
It's been used actually to treat patients with cancer. It's also traditionally been used also to treat folate deficiencies. Now, the evidence for folate deficiency in autism is actually very poor. The science around the rationale for using treatment like folinic acid is very weak. But there have actually been a couple of studies to show that when you administer the treatment, it can reduce symptoms of autism, and these are preliminary studies. But there's also been some other studies that have administered higher doses of folinic acid and found that it can potentially result in side effects. So there's lots of work to understand the right dose, the right treatment regime, and actually even if it's still effective. So we are talking about an experimental therapy.
Can we expect this drug to be introduced in Australia?
The FDA commissioner has actually referred to it as a life-saving treatment. So I think there's going to be a lot of publicity. There's going to be a lot of energy in the states around the treatment. The TGA regulates the use of medicines in Australia, and so they'll look at the evidence, and I'll be pretty certain that they won't be approving folinic acid as a treatment for autism. But that doesn't mean that as a result of the publicity and the media, that families won't go on to try to access their own treatments for their children.
In the same press conference, Trump also claimed that taking paracetamol during pregnancy is linked to children developing autism. What evidence is there behind these claims?
There is evidence that pregnant women who later go on to have a child with autism have there's an association between higher rates of paracetamol use in pregnancy and the likelihood of an autism diagnosis in the unborn child later in life. And that association is only an association. There's lots of possible reasons why that association exists. We know, for example, that women who have chronic health conditions or infections and fevers, they're more likely to have children with developmental delays. And there is some science around why chronic health conditions may be linked to higher rates of autism. There may be common genetic underpinnings, or it may be that there's something that's happening in the womb that could contribute. But in both cases, Tylenol or paracetamol in Australia is taken by women as a response to those health conditions, and that's largely why we see an increase in paracetamol use in those women. And so the association exists, but there is actually no causal evidence. There's zero causal evidence that paracetamol is linked to autism. Absolutely, women should not be concerned about the use of paracetamol, small amounts of paracetamol in pregnancy. And in fact, there's good reasons to suggest why paracetamol could actually be beneficial. If you're having fevers and infections and paracetamol helps to reduce the fever and infection, that's not only going to be healthy for you, but it's also going to be healthy for the baby.
How much harm does a claim like this do to autism awareness and the autistic community?
Yeah, I mean, this is an ongoing issue in the autism field. It's like it's a punching bag for quick fix evangelical solutions that give the wrong message around autism. Firstly, that it's something that needs a quick and easy fix, that it is something that can be addressed with simple solutions. The sort of side message here is that parents are responsible also for the development of developmental delays in their children. So there's lots of really bad messaging that this type of publicity contributes to the community. And I think that the idea that autism can be treated with a simple cure is just simply dangerous, because we know that children with autism need high quality supports, a range of different evidence-based interventions, and this type of messaging takes away all of the hard work that's being done to try and support families with a range of different interventions that actually work.
Why do you think the Trump administration is making baseless medical claims such as these?
From a distance and from afar, we can only guess why the Trump administration is making these claims. But I guess the first thing is that Trump made it a part of his campaign that he was going to solve autism by September. It's now September, and he had to come up with a solution. I think every scientist, credible scientist on the planet, was aghast by the suggestion that he would come up with a solution by September. So this has provided him with a solution. The second bit is it's quite appealing for governments to come up with solutions that are cost-effective for complex problems. And that's exactly what this solution is. It's a simple, cost-effective solution that provides, you know, a straightforward answer for the government and appears to, but will not, address what is a far more complex issue.
Professor Adam Guastella from the Clinic for Autism and Neurodevelopmental Research at the University of Sydney, speaking there with George Popel.